The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Charles, can you tell us what your thoughts about what's happened here?
Torn ligament. I need surgery, so, you know, we go from there.
How disappointing is this at this juncture?
It's obviously disappointing, but, you know, at the same time, I got to focus now on what I can control, and that's, you know, hopefully having a successful surgery and focusing on my rehab and hopefully be back late September or so and be able to play in the playoffs at least.
What actually happened?
Torn ligament. Yesterday I swung. I was a little sore still from my thumb. On that swing, I just felt like a chalk through my finger and it was hurting a lot. Then I got checked today and then the MRI showed a torn ligament.
Do you know when you plan to have surgery?
No, we don't have a timeline yet. We're still evaluating all this stuff, but all I know is I need surgery.
Well, dust in the wind for Carlos Correa. Hey, you know what, though? There's some good news still. I'll tell you all about it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. Hopefully you're in a good one. Although if you're an Astros fan, not good news that Carlos Correa is out for 6 to 8 weeks.
No, there are better things than that.
But I don't think there's any reason to panic. I was just writing something up for Houston Sports and stuff that I'll post at some point during the show today. But we talked about this yesterday. If there's an area where they could afford to lose a player right now, it's offensively. They're fine. They've got enough depth.
Now, granted, there's a lot of other guys I would have rather lost.
Oh, I mean, on the list of players that I don't want to see injured, it's probably second or first. It's him or Altuve.
Yeah.
And after that, you know, yeah, you can pretty much fade these other guys. But the good news is he's only out 6 to 8 weeks, so he'll be back in September. They've still got a 15.5 game lead in the division. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do yet as far as the lineup, but maybe Marwin Gonzalez plays more shortstop.
Or Bregman plays more shortstop.
Or you move Bregman
and
over.
And Marwin plays third.
And they brought up Colin Moran, who's been tearing it up finally after years of waiting for him to emerge as a prospect. So maybe he contributes. So they've still got enough. And it's funny because we were talking about it yesterday. I mean, they go 10 or 11 deep as far as being able to produce offense. And, yeah, you don't want to see this guy get hurt, but he'll be back. He'll get some games under his belt and he'll be ready for the playoffs. So worse things could happen. It's bad news. It's never good news to lose what may be your best player, but it could be a lot worse. Now go get a pitcher.
Yeah. Well, I mean, someone, who was it that tweeted? Clayton tweeted, got a temporary opening at shortstop, still want Bregman traded. And I just said, well, can I get a top level pitcher back? Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the offense going to be worse off because of this? Sure. That's not really you're losing one of your two best players.
But if you score 6 runs a game on the road instead of 7, you're probably all right.
Okay. Yeah, you'll survive.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, this sounds crazy because this isn't an account of who's a better player, but right now, it's better news to lose Carlos Correa for 6 weeks than Mike Fiers for 6 weeks, which is crazy to think about, but that's where you are with this team right now.
And the good news is you have Keuchel made a rehab start, so he's probably close to returning. And I think we talked yesterday about Colin McHugh is going to come back. So your pitching staff should get some upgrades. McCullers needs to pitch better than he has since he's come back from the DL.
Well.
But that's like the first time. I can't remember the exact stat, but in a ridiculous number of starts that he's given up more than three runs at home.
Yeah.
But
it's been pretty solid.
Yeah, and it just wasn't a good night for him. And
but he's also, I mean, my biggest concern with him, which is the same as it's been, is he just can't go many innings.
Yeah. Well, like I said, and he hasn't looked that good since he came off the DL, but I'm pretty sure he'll get it together. And if he doesn't, you got bigger problems. But I think he will. So, yeah, not a positive. It's never a positive. But what are you going to do? I mean, they'll adjust. So, yes, you think the Astros will put Bregman at short and Marwin at third? They might, and frankly,
my guess is this: we will see a lot of Marwin and Bregman at shortstop, and I think you'll see Colin Moran and some Yuli Gurriel at third.
Yeah,
would be my guess.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what Moran is. I know he's always supposed to have been a really good player, and it's taken him a while to get there. So maybe he comes up and hits, but you know, they're fine. I mean, they'll survive this, and you know, that's a good thing about having such a deep roster that you can fade things like this.
I do worry about, you know, obviously the timing for this. Let's say he does miss 8 weeks and he comes back right around the time you're about to hit the playoffs. You don't know that. I mean, especially with a thumb.
Yeah.
You don't know if he's going to come back and be sharp or if it's going to be – he may not be – back to himself until next season,
concerning. But I also think if you're looking at that time frame, he's going to get back and be able to have a couple weeks worth of play before you get to the playoffs. So at least he has some time to find a swing back. And you always worry about a thumb injury, especially with a surgery. But you know, the reality is it could be worse. I mean, if he's out until the playoffs, then I'd be a lot more worried about that.
Yeah.
Because then you're asking a guy to come back against good pitching
And just show up and
pick
hit.
Up where he left off, which is a shame. So, by the way, it looks like Colin McHugh will pitch Saturday against Baltimore.
Okay.
So, that'll be his return. But, yeah.
Everyone seems to be much more excited about the return of Colin McHugh than I am.
Yeah, well, congratulations. At best, he's another Charlie Morton.
Right.
But I just say it does give you some depth at starting pitching, which has been a problem. And, you know, if he comes out and could be decent, he'll be part of that 3-4-5 grouping that, you know, you hope you just get some innings out of him so your bullpen quits getting taxed as much as it's
been.
Would
be nice.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, what? Mike asked, please tell me you're not doing Kaepernick talk today. If so, it's time to find a podcast. What is there left to say about that?
Yeah. We didn't even really hit it yesterday, and that's when it was big news.
I just don't think there's anything left to say about it. I really don't. You know, just because Michael Vick said something. Yeah. Who's he playing for these days?
Which one of them?
Exactly.
I mean.
Exactly. So, nah, I got nothing to add on that.
Two former quarterbacks beefing? Okay.
Yeah, good for them. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, yeah, I still, you know, go back to what I've been saying about the Astros all along, that they really need to upgrade the starting pitching before the playoffs. That, to me, is a bigger concern than, you know, the offense. But, you know, the other problem now is if you start getting a couple guys hurt, then it could be – then it can turn into a problem for you.
Right.
But right now, you know, that's right now they can fade this. Plus, you know, Marwin's having a hell of a year. I mean, that, if he's playing more, that's not a bad thing, and you're not getting a huge drop-off. Now, I don't know if he's going to continue that, but we'll see. What else is going on, man?
Sports. I mean, I guess besides that, there really isn't a whole lot in the sports world proper. I mean, that was a frustrating loss last night.
Yeah, it was. They had every chance to win that game, too.
Like, when Yovani Gallardo comes in late, you think, oh, well, this game's over. The Astros are good here. And then, no, Tony Sipp worse than Yovani Gallardo.
Yeah, and really they should have won that game before it ever got to that point. But, you know, you get the bases loaded. What are you going to do? It wasn't a good result, but... Yeah, you know, there's still a bunch of them left.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, they dropped a game in the standings. They're they still got a little bit of a cushion, I guess you could say.
New England Texan wants to know, could Boston trade for Anthony Davis without trading Tatum and or Jaylen Brown? I saw that. I don't think that that is realistic at the moment that the Pelicans would consider trading Anthony Davis, especially since he's got, I think, 2 more years left. And if he makes an All-NBA team, he's going to be able to get that Supermax.
Yeah.
I don't think that's realistic. And
no, you wouldn't be able to trade for a guy like that without giving up some of your good players.
Yeah, and pretty much all those number ones that you guys have put together. Yeah. So I would just say, and I saw that speculation, and I didn't take it very seriously because, I just, for one thing, it can't happen anytime soon, and Pelicans aren't looking to move him. The only way that it, and it's, I mean, this is one of those speculation beyond speculation things. If they completely suck this year and he just decides he does not want to be there, then something might happen down the road.
Right.
But it's not going to happen anytime soon. It's not going to happen. I doubt it even happens at the trade deadline unless they're a complete mess. I think it would be next year. So, yeah. So realistically, I wouldn't be getting my hopes up on that right now because that's just one of those, you know, it's just pure speculation at this point. Now, it could become reality in a few months because if the whole Cousins-Davis thing doesn't work, then, you know, who knows? But I just don't necessarily see that. So, 713-780-ESPN. Jay Rapp says, throwing a bunch of stats, says Correa is worth 0.857 runs per game. Stros are scoring 5.9 per game. They'll be fine.
Yeah. They'll survive.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. But no, it's not. It's never great when a guy. Plus, I'm just bummed because he was having a really, really good season.
Yeah,
and I think we were going to see the kind of numbers this year that you look at and go, "Wow!" I mean, this is what we thought he was going to be. 713-780-ESPN 713-780-3776. Esther says his ERA was high, but Colin won 19 games. In my opinion, if he can pitch like that, he's our number three. Plus, we keep Fisher and Tucker and Martez. Yeah, you know what, Nestor? That's not going to cut it in the playoffs. High ERA is not going to cut it in the playoffs. Right. So, you know,
he won 19 games in a year where he got fantastic run support.
Yeah, and, guys, and that's the thing. I mean, you guys can keep hoping that one of these guys will be fine for number three. But keep in mind, you're not going to be scoring 6 runs a game when you get into the playoffs. It's just not going to happen. So you're going to have better pitching. You're not, because you're not going to be facing donkeys. You're going to be facing the best they got. All right.
And that was, I mean, that wasn't last year, right? He won that 2 years
ago. No, that was like 2 years. That was the year that
they made the playoffs.
Yeah. So, yeah, if he pitches with a high ERA like that, when he gets to the playoffs, he's going to get ripped.
Last year he had a higher ERA.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Man, what I remember from watching Colin McHugh play, his fastball is so flat, it has no movement at all, and I think that's what hurts him.
That and his fastball isn't fast.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, I mean, it's like in the low 90s, but
yeah.
it doesn't move. Like a lot of the pitchers that they do have, their fastball moves. Yeah, it doesn't move. It's flat.
If you don't throw hard, you've got to be able to move the ball.
Yeah, his pitches are flat, and that's why he gets knocked around a lot.
And I doubt he's going to, after however long he's been on the DL, basically the entire season, with his elbow injury, I doubt he's going to come back with a bunch of great ball movement. I don't really.
Yeah,
see
he's
that
not
happening.
That good.
No.
All right, we're going to take.
He's a body.
Yeah, he's got a nice curveball.
Yeah. Quick, throw that 80 times a game.
Yeah. Good luck. All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Summer means there's lots of foot traffic coming through your house. Now's a great time to clean your carpets and your tile floors with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Get the summer special for a limited time only. They'll clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard that right. A free room clean with a speed dry. With any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet, it can be tile, it doesn't matter. Don't miss out, guys. The other carpet cleaning companies, they're leaving behind too much soap, too much water. unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's not happening with dirt-free carpet cleaning. 281 dirt-free. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, even your air ducts. 281 dirt-free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. That's 281 dirt-free, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, we're happy to take some calls today. Pretty much covered your Astros, but if you want to get into that, certainly can continue. Matthew says, can the Astros win it as all is constructed? Yes. Would a pitching upgrade help? Immensely. That's kind of how I feel about it. They can win it. I feel a lot better about their chances.
Yeah.
If they had one more legitimate pitcher who's not Colin McHugh or Mike Fiers or any of those guys.
Charles Morton,
throw him into the mix. Yeah. But, oh, don't trade Martez. We don't want to trade him.
Yeah, he could be good in 3 years.
Yeah. What's going to happen in 3 years when he's good? Well, hopefully you're going to be having a parade before then if you get the right guy. Blake wants to know, is this your Springer the real Springer, or is it an outlier? I think it's his certainly this is the best year he's ever had as a pro. Do I expect him to do this every year? No, but I don't think it's necessarily an outlier. I think he's turning into a pretty damn good player.
Yeah.
So... a lot of people wanting your predictions for UFC 214.
Got a little bit of time. Yeah. I could throw it out there.
I know, but I've had about four people text that today. I don't know why.
I tend to believe that John Jones is still John Jones, and he will likely end up John Jonesing and winning a fight. So, because that's what he does. Mm. I hope he doesn't. But
yeah, I think it'd be good to have him back, though, just because that's a pretty big name. That,
oh yeah,
and you know they've taken some hits here over the last year, really, and you know who knows what happens.
They've lost Ronda Rousey. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of reasons why they could use him, but yeah, that's he's big for them as a whole. I don't think they're going to get Conor McGregor back. So they need John Jones to have his act right. But that said, if John Jones losing to Daniel Cormier sets up another mega fight.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a win-win for the UFC if they can get both those guys in the cage.
Mike says if
that's proven to be an issue, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll work out. Mike says, if sports talk is slow, we can talk about MLF, Major League of Fishing. No, we can't. We can talk MILF. We can talk that. But we're not going to talk Major League of Fishing. Is that a thing, really?
No. I don't know. I mean, maybe it is.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Apparently... Kirk Cousins is going to get paid next year by somebody. Since the Redskins didn't get a deal done with him, did you see he apparently didn't even try negotiating? I mean, they made him
happy with this.
Yeah, he's going to make $24 million next year, and then if they franchise him again, he's going to make in the 30s. So they probably aren't going to do that. But can't be all good when your GM doesn't even know your name.
Kurt.
Kirk instead of Kurt.
Well, that's awkward.
Kurt Cousins, man.
He did it 6 times in 2 minutes.
They tried to blame it on his accent. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Kurt.
Okay, well, that's hard times.
Yeah.
Hasn't he signed his check?
I don't know if he actually signs a guy's check, but he is his quarterback. He is paying him $24 million. I kind of think he'd want to get that right.
Can you imagine that being that out of the loop? That's the GM?
Yeah.
Maybe the owner I could picture doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. Could you picture David Gow coming in and calling you R.J. Hoffman and Frank Fowler?
I mean, honestly, maybe. It wouldn't. It's not the craziest thing ever.
I don't think you'd refer to it six times. That R.J. Hoffman? It's really good. We like having R.J. Hoffman. And Frank Fowler? Who was it who called me that? It was...
That was the guy from... Was that the Austin Eastsiders guy?
No, yeah, no, it wasn't him.
It was somebody that brought us alcohol.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who it was.
Is it a whiskey guy?
Might have been the whiskey guy, yeah. But you're right, it was somebody who brought us alcohol. No, the Austin guy got it right. I've been seeing that stuff
I gotta remember
all
that,
over the place
who that,
now.
Who that Frank yeah. Fowler was.
And then we just played along with it. Oh man, God, we're just looking at this flight that we're gonna have for the Golovkin fight.
Yeah,
we're getting in
6 a.m
it's basically, we're kind of screwed because there's no late flights. Usually we take that late Wednesday night flight and they're all full, so I guess everybody's going to the Canelo fight.
So how do we not get on that 6:30 flight out of here, let Jong do the show that day?
Well, I was okay with that, but then they suggested this, so we'll get there in plenty of time. We'll just have one last night of trouble.
Is that 6 a.m. from Mojave?
No, I think it's 6 a.m. from near you, which...
Well, that's manageable at least.
Yeah. I'll have to double check. No, it is Hobby.
Ugh.
That's better for me. That's all I really care about.
All right, well...
Sorry.
Yeah.
But, and then I'm actually coming back 6:30 a.m. on Saturday. And I can't stay for the fight.
What?
I got a bunch of stuff going on here.
So. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's when I wanted to stay for, but I can't.
Well, that sucks. Oh, well.
Yeah. And it also sucks that I'll be leaving at 6:30 on a Saturday morning. Yeah,
that sucks, too.
Because that's not an easy that's not an easy flight to make.
No.
At 6 a.m. out of Vegas on a Saturday. Mark asking, Game of Thrones talk? We did a whole bunch on it yesterday, 5:30, so... all on podcastarena.com. And guys, quit trying to suggest obscure sports to talk about. Not going to happen.
No, we're probably not going to talk that much about sports.
No, there's no real reason to. We can talk about Carlos Beltran's glove having a funeral service. Ooh,
no.
Does that excite you?
I don't think that's necessary.
We
could have John. Did you see the story about? Are you familiar with someone called Lena the Plug? Are you a YouTube watcher?
Lena the Plug?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
She's a YouTuber, and she has 913,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not Lena the Pug, a dog?
No, it's Plug.
Okay.
And
because I think a dog could have that many.
She let her boyfriend and her best friend... have sex because...
Did she put it on YouTube?
She wanted Emily to have... Well, no, but they talked about it afterward. Like, they interviewed each other afterwards because she wanted Emily to, quote, try his penis.
She wanted what?
She wanted Emily, her best friend, to try out her boyfriend's penis. So she said, well, Emily knows everything about my sex life. Except for that. She's seen pictures of it, and she knows all about it. I tell her everything, and now I don't have to tell her. She can just try his penis out. And, of course, the dude was cool with it because...
Yeah, he's a dude.
He's a dude, and the chick's pretty hot.
I would feel like this was a trap.
Yeah. It's a trap.
Yeah.
I think if your wife came to you and said, yeah, I can... You try out your penis on my friend, I'm probably going to think I'm in trouble for there.
This video has nearly 8 million views, and it got published on January 4th.
I don't know how I just saw this.
I don't know. It just says, the title is, I let my best friend have sex with my boyfriend, uploaded, published on January 4th.
Okay. Well, it was in the on the New York Post today. or yesterday. Hmm. What's today? Oh. Today's the 18th, so it was on yesterday's New York.
Well, it works. She got a bunch of hits.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Ballast Point guy. That's who it was.
Oh, that's who it was. Yeah. You're right.
I think.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah, sounds right.
Frank.
Oh.
We should play that audio.
Huh?
It's 11 minutes long. Oh, I can edit it.
Yeah, see if we can get it down to a couple minutes.
Yeah, get some of the good stuff out of there.
Yeah.
I want the deets.
They look
so much alike,
yeah,
right?
They look like sisters.
I don't know which one is the real girlfriend. Is it the one on the right or the left?
The one, I think the video starts off with the one on the right on the bed, so I'm guessing that's the girl.
Okay.
And then she tells the other person to come on the bed.
I kind of think she's hotter. Girl on the right.
Is that the pug or is that the other one?
I think that's the plug.
Okay.
Lena the plug.
Well.
See, now the description says they had a threesome and not just her and her best friend or her boyfriend and her best friend. So it was a threesome, not she didn't let her best friend sleep with him by herself.
Ah, okay.
Interesting. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
I think you can also see just to the, like, if you look at the other videos in this series.
Yeah.
I was reading this in the article. It appears that once she reaches 1 million followers, she's going to release a sex tape. Which I can't imagine will be on YouTube. I don't think you can do that, right? Maybe she'll switch over to good old YouPorn at that
Maybe.
Time.
She's at 913,000.
Yeah, uh-oh. She's getting there.
So that's why this is coming out now. So she'll get to a million.
She's trying to make the push.
Okay.
She's big into attention, I think.
Yeah, well, if you got that many followers on there, that's all it's about, right? That's why you do that. I'm sure we'll be able to all convince our significant others to let us try out our penises on their friends.
I will say that stories like this make me glad that I don't have a daughter. In fact, the very first comment on the YouTube page on the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't want to have a daughter anymore.
It was more of WTF.
Yeah, WTF. I don't want to have a daughter anymore.
You should tell people about Tri-Eagle Energy.
Yes. If you don't have the kind of energy needed for that, maybe you could get some Tri-Eagle Energy. That's the way to go. Tri-Eagle Energy, they've got simple fixed rates. Shopping for electricity rates can be a pain. Not with Tri-Eagle. They're trying to make it easier for you. They're a born and raised Texas company that provides simple fixed rates. What that means, you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. There's an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.4 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. And you're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before the bill even hits the mail. Guys, what are you waiting for? It's an easy decision that you can feel good about. Call them at 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064. That's Tri-Eagle Energy.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So yes, a couple people saying they just found that story yesterday too.
Yeah, I think it made national news yesterday.
Well, they'll get their I guess she'll get her million followers, and then you could watch her sex tape. And
so I was listening to some of the video, Jong, and that video sounds like they're talking about another threesome that they had before with some rapper.
Yeah, and I'm listening it too, and I think this is a preview, but this is before the act. I'm listening halfway through it, and it's before they sleep with her boyfriend.
I don't care about their old threesome. I just want to know about the new Emily tries out her boyfriend's penis. I want to hear about that.
Okay, let me look for it, and I will report back.
I had a story yesterday that we didn't get to. The dumbass report, we didn't have enough time. That's why I didn't get to this story. But a woman from Memphis named Lexi Carter went to her dermatologist. His name's Dr. James Turner. And he greeted her by calling her Aunt Jemima.
Oh, dear.
Now, Lexi Carter is when I say a middle-aged black woman, what is that? What's the top end of middle-aged?
45 maybe.
Okay, what do you call the next thing up from that?
Cougar.
That would insinuate something sexual, but like, what do you call like once you're not a middle-aged person anymore, what are you?
Elderly.
I feel like she's somewhere in between. Like, what are you?
Because
I don't think you're elderly.
Yeah, that's fair. Because I'm not middle-aged. No, I'm not middle-aged because I'm not going to live to 100.
Yeah, you're in that tweener phase. Well, this lady that was called Aunt Jemima is a tweener phase black woman.
Okay.
I would put her in her mid-50s. He had a young girl, a physician's assistant trainee, a student with him, and she says he looked right at me and he goes, "Hi, Aunt Jemima." And then she said, "I could barely believe it when it happened once, but then he did it again." Turner admitted, the doctor admitted calling her Aunt Jemima and released a public apology. He said, "Miss Carter is one of our very dear patients and has been for years. She's one of the many African-American patients, and I count it as a privilege to be their doctor. Anything I said that tarnishes that image and my respect for her was a misspoken blunder on my part."
A misspoken blunder?
"And was not intended to show disrespect for Miss Carter. I'm very sorry for that misunderstanding." Can you accidentally call a black person Aunt Jemima twice? And that be like a blunder?
How drunk was he? That's my question. Alcohol had to be involved, right?
I mean, it was when he was doctoring. I would hope not.
Very well could have been.
It'd be one thing if her name was Martha Tuck, and he called her Marfa.
Well, yeah, that's a misspeak.
That's a misspoken blunder.
Yes.
Calling Miss Carter Aunt Jemima seems just kind of racist and not an accident, especially when you do it twice. Aunt Jemima? Come on. You can't. It's very strange. And for her part, she says it's just the most horrible feeling, really. I try to understand it, and I just can't understand it.
No real explanation for that one, is there?
I can't think of one. I can't think of one. And I'm going to go with accidental blunder. I don't know how you can believe calling that would be a misspoken blunder. But, you know, I think it's funny that he admitted to it. And then was like, "Oh, yeah, it was on accident, though. I accidentally called her that."
Mm.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
The someone wants to know, what do you do if the friend is better in bed? Tell your girlfriend?
Well, we were looking at that, and it turns out the friend is the one I think is hotter.
Okay. Not the pug?
No. I mean, they look very similar. I just prefer the face on the friend. The bodies are pretty similar. They're thick girls.
Oh, then what's the point? If you're not getting something different.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's different.
No, but it's, I mean, if they look similar. Kind of the, they have kind of the same bodies, that's no fun.
Similar, but definitely different.
The friend's more natural.
She looks, yeah, she looks like just a regular girl. And in the video, they're talking about, like, the main girl is from L.A., and her friend moved to L.A. from North Carolina and is just kind of like a regular girl. Hmm. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
So she's a little more natural.
I don't think either one of them do that much for me.
Daniel says, hey, fellas, any info on closed circuit viewing parties in Vegas for Canelo Golovkin? See y'all there. I don't know. I think we are going to either be in the HBO closed circuit thing, or I planned on trying to wiggle my way into the fights, but if Fred's not going, that may become more difficult.
I might be able to help you out.
All right.
I mean, I'm going. I'm just not staying for the fight because I can't.
Okay. You can put in a good word for me.
I could put in a word. I can see what I can do.
Okay. Getting some different views on what middle-aged is.
Yeah.
Ted says middle age up to 49, 50 to 64 is over the hill, over 65 is senior, 75 to 80 is elderly. I mean, I would say 75 plus would be considered elderly. But I don't think 50 to 64, like calling someone over the hill, there's got to be a more appropriate term for that.
Mature.
That sounds like a misspoken blunder to me. Like, if I were a doctor, I wouldn't say my patient is an over-the-hill black woman. Like, you can't say that. And then Foster says middle age is between 45 and 65.
Really?
I can't imagine that to be true. 65 is damn near dead.
Wow. I just think of middle age being, if you're going to be 65 and middle age, 130? I don't think so.
Yeah. There's no middle there.
No. I mean, maybe that's the official term. I would take that. I would take being middle-aged, but I don't feel like I'm that.
Yeah, I think that's a misspoken blunder as well.
Probably so.
That's going to be my new word
now. Misspoken blunder. You can put that one in your notebook.
Yep.
So.
What's going on? Why is it so hot in here today?
It's always,
yesterday it was like.
It was freezing.
It was frigid.
And today it's, yeah, brutal.
Not
I don't surprising. Know. I don't know what's going on around here. I really don't. I've been here since 9:30 this morning, so I'm kind of, you know, it's like the studio is the hottest place in the entire building or the coldest place in the entire building.
Yeah, it has
building.
To be one or the other.
Yeah, there's no in between. 713-780-ESPN. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. There's the college football win totals are out if you want to do that.
Yeah, that sounds sportsy, but I guess we could do that.
We could. Middle age, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, it's between 45 and 65.
Man.
Says the period between early adulthood and old age. So you're still in early adulthood. So.
I feel like more like I'm a middle-aged man.
Yeah, because you're probably not going to live past 70.
Like, Jong feels like he's in early adulthood.
Yeah, you would think.
How old are you, Jong?
32.
Had to 32. Think about it? Really?
I'm only 4 years older than Jong, but I just feel like I'm in a different generation than Jong. Maybe because Jong's not, like, settled down.
Well, he's still a millennial, though, right?
Yeah.
You're actually in my deal, the Generation X.
No, you didn't see. We made our own thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The people who don't identify as either, there's some new subgroup.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Well, it's done. I mean, what are you going to...
Well, I'm going to take middle age, because that sounds a hell of a lot better than old. And I got another 13 years of middle age under this model. And you know what? It's the Oxford English Dictionary.
So it's
not Cambridge. It's Oxford.
Yeah, but that's British. Maybe they have a different word for it there.
Okay, the Collins English Dictionary lists it as between the ages of 40 and 60. Hmm. And the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders is 40 to 60, but
As of 1994, they revised the definition upwards to 45 to 65. So, there you go.
There's a new generation, Fred.
Oh, stop.
It's called Xennials.
That's just a dumb name.
It's the micro generation between Gen X and Millennials. That is
stop.
It's for people born between 1977 and 19.
That is not a real thing.
Yes, it is.
No.
Between 1977 and 1983. Because we're not like crotchety old pessimistic Gen Xers like you. And we're not.
That's not. You should have been happy to have a cool ass nickname like that. It's better than Millennials.
I mean, it's a cool nickname, but it's I'm not like you. You and I aren't from the same generation.
No, I have more fun than you.
You had a black and white television.
I don't remember that. I would have been like five, maybe. All right, we need to go to break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. It's a Tuesday.
No, John, do you know who left their underpants here?
What?
There's some underpants.
Somebody left their drawers here on the table.
That's very strange.
Well, you're telling me. It looks like they're mic'd up. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I don't know. They look, maybe they're Joel's.
You think Joel could fit into those?
Are they tiny?
They're stretchy.
They're stretchy, but they look like they belong to someone thin.
Raheel, maybe?
No, they're too big for Raheel.
Hmm.
I don't know.
They're not mine.
I think it's weird, though.
It's very strange. I'm not touching them.
All right. I mean, if you guys want to do college football here, or do you want to finish up this Lena the plug thing?
Oh, you got that? You got that cut up?
Yeah, it's kind of short.
All right, let's hear some of it.
Yeah, it was probably one of the greatest experiences of my life. I'm just really happy to be an American. I'm happy to live in,
oh my God,
in 2017.
Thank you. She definitely called Adam daddy, just like I predicted.
I'm a dad to many young girls.
Yeah, you're my daddy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure. But, I mean, she in that environment, what do you
mean? I mean, I'll never call you daddy, but...
Can I just say that Emily is really into getting choked and having her... Like, you guys both actually...
Pretty similar.
Upper 1 percentile of jobs I have ever received in my entire life. And by these two women, like...
We wear chokers, if you're wondering. Amazing.
Did you eat it during that?
No, but when you took your out and I sucked your after you fucked her, like, it tastes good.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's one of the worst laughs I've ever heard. Whichever one was laughing like that, she's out. That's not happening. Ever. That was so freaking annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's happy. He's not that good looking of a dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess,
but he's got
things.
A shareable penis.
Yeah,
apparently. So that's all that matters.
There's worse things, I suppose. Not a bad life for him. But I don't know. I think it'll get awkward. They'll do it again now.
Probably, and then the other one will steal him, and it'll become a big YouTube hit. And...
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking at some of these over-under totals. Some are pretty ridiculous.
Okay.
Remember when Rice used to be good?
There was a couple. I mean, a little while.
3.5 is their total.
That ain't good.
No.
They need Taylor McCarg back.
Yeah. Houston, 8. Seems... I don't know. I don't know what to expect with the coaching staff. I'd probably lean. I think that number's probably about right. I think they go 8-4.
That seems about right too. That's a dangerous number. I damn sure wouldn't feel good going over that.
No, I don't think I'd touch it. Notre Dame. Remember when Notre Dame was good?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
7.5.
Okay. Sounds about right. Yeah, it sounds like Texas.
Yeah, I think Texas is.
I think they're the same.
Texas is at 7.5.
Yeah.
You know, we'll
who do you feel better about going over 7.5?
Probably Notre Dame. Just because, well, I'd have to look at the schedules a little closer. Just because I don't know what Texas is going to be. I think they're going to be better, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I put a gun to my head. I can't guarantee you they're going to be better than that.
Yeah.
Especially when you kind of look at the rest. I mean, I think they're in kind of this big group in the middle of the Big 12 that anyone. And maybe they're better than that because I don't know what Oklahoma's going to be with a new coach either.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I think the whole Big 12 is kind of iffy to me at this stage. But we'll go through that. We'll go to the Big 12, and then we'll maybe do the SEC and then pick out a couple other teams that matter. Purdue, 2.5 in the Big Ten.
Give me under.
Yeah. Well, new coach, right?
Yeah, give me under.
I like looking at the worst ones. Syracuse is not the worst in the ACC.
That's no.
Boston College is 4.
What's Syracuse then?
4.5.
Okay.
Kansas, which is on the, everybody thinks is on the rise.
Well, yeah.
3.
On the rise from what?
3.
Okay.
Pac-12, remember when Cal used to be good a couple years ago?
I remember.
3.5.
Yeah, oh, boy. That's a collapse.
Yeah. That's not good. AAC, East Carolina, 3.5, and Connecticut, 3.5. And those teams are okay. All right, well, we'll take a look at some of these when we come back. Right now, got to tell you about Harry's and how much. I tell you what, it's so much easier for me to shave now. I'm always clean shaven because I've got the new razors show up at just the right time. So I never have to worry about going to the store to get them because I got all signed up online and it's so easy. They show up in my mailbox. So it's convenient. I'm getting a quality shave and I don't have to go to the store. And not only that, I'm saving money, which is even better. And over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. They've got 100% satisfaction guarantee of your money back. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades and how convenient this is. They're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. The free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. We've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Just head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set that includes a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Ooh, I never had the courage to sign my name. Then kiss my mother and board that...
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.